So long now, says Jesus, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners. The figurative language that he had used in the cross verse, he now here spells out literally. By the righteous, he means, of course, the Pharisees as a class of men who dream they have no need of a Savior. They have to go and learn that as such, they don't have a Savior. For he is come for, and he has only to do with sinners. He deals with the unrighteous. He comes bringing them the true righteousness, the righteousness from God, his righteousness. His substitutionary obedience is all sufficient to turn him death. That's the wedding garment. That's the righteousness. So only by first being brought to recognize that they were unrighteous, that they were indeed publicans and sinners, could they ever be brought to know his mercy for them, or could they ever become channels of it to others. But that exactly is what the Christian calling is, and what it's all about. You and I have been mercy. When we were enemies, we were mercy. When we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. And we're being mercied again this very day, as the Lord tells us that we're not so great that we can consider contemptuously anyone, that we can despise others. That we're not so great that we have no need of his holy word and sacrament by which alone we are preserved in this faith. He calls to us in our self-sufficiency and in our own righteousness. In other words, calls to us in our sickness, in our need, that as our divine physician he might mercifully heal us. And that not simply that we might be healed, but have mercy on others, bringing his healing to many. Yes, we've been mercied to have mercy. Amen. And the peace of God which surpasses all power of human thought to grant peace, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.